Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live right here on SportsGrid. I'm Kevin Wallace with you. It is a Tuesday night. You know, I've been putting the ear to the streets. Some are saying Game Time Decisions theme song could be song of the summer. That's what I'm hearing. Listen, I don't know about you. That's what I'm hearing. Can't argue with it. A lot to do here over these next 2 hours. More breaking NFL news that we will hit in just a moment. But a big-time College Board featuring, headlining the WCC championship game with Gonzaga and St. Mary's. Couple of interesting NBA spots for us to get into. And also the big-time conference tournaments begin. We've got the ACC and the Big 12 starting today. We sent those out on Twitter where I'm rocking. The three teams that I bet, two in the ACC, one in the Big 12, they've not played yet. So the numbers should be steady when we get those to reopen. And then we're going to go through the Big East, the Big 10, the Pac-12, and the SEC with Coach James Young tonight. Some outright options, teams that are just going to win it, and potentially big numbers that we can do some damage off of as everything starts to unfold. Tom Vecchio, Joe Maddon will be here throughout the show as well to help us with tonight's NHL card. A lot of good games for us to go through. Let's start, though, with that NFL breaking news, and Derrick Henry finds a home. I mean, it's a running back's world all of a sudden. It's all these big-name running backs that are getting signed here, and it is understandable because these guys are talented. They're going to get your fan base excited. And for the most part, the money has not been too overwhelming, and that's the case here with Derrick Henry to Baltimore. You know, they didn't have to pay that Saquon Barkley price tag that the Philadelphia Eagles ultimately had to send forward to bring in Saquon. This number's, I mean, really, it's less of a commitment than what the Tennessee Titans gave to Tony Pollard in an attempt to replace Derrick Henry. For the Ravens, who, as long as Lamar Jackson is there, will have a lethal run game, they now add a completely different dynamic to the ground. We'll see how that plays out. This is an odds mover type of situation. We'll bring the radio audience into the fold at Sirius XM channel 159. Kevin Walsh with you right here on Sports Grid. It's Game Time Decisions. Here is a market. We're not there yet. Derrick Henry's season-long rushing touchdowns. Derrick Henry will lead the NFL in rushing touchdowns. Maybe offensive player of the year. Gus Edwards found the end zone double-digit times. Lamar, during the regular season, was not, you know, pushing for the end zone overwhelmingly. And with Derrick Henry there, I think that only escalates. A 15-16 touchdown season is absolutely on the board for Derrick Henry. He just needs to stay healthy, and he's usually pretty good at that. Other AFC North running back news, it's Joe Mixon. Initially released, you know, when Warren Sharp, who of course does great work with us here at Sports Grid, tweeted out, the Bengals kind of did Joe Mixon dirty, where they waited, signed Zach Moss, then released Joe Mixon. It ended up going a different way, where they pulled back releasing him, however that works, and they've now traded him to the Houston Texans. The Texans, when you look around, you know, the big-name running back market, people thought the Texans would be the team. They would have the cap space for it, and they've, of course, got the young rookie quarterback in C.J. Stroud on that favorable deal. Saquon, Derrick Henry, maybe even Austin Eckler, Josh Jacobs. No, they end up with Joe Mixon in a trade. It's a fine move. It's not an overwhelmingly exciting move, though, in Houston. This team still has a lot of money on the table. We'll see how they make use of it here. And then Aaron Jones goes to Minnesota, which is one of the two marquee moves made by the Vikings. To bring in Aaron Jones, there was going to be some excitement there. When they moved on from Dalvin Cook, people thought Alexander Mattison could step into that role. He couldn't. He struggled. Aaron Jones is in a nice situation with a great offensive coordinator in Kevin O'Connell. But this team also brought in Sam Darnold. What are we doing, huh? We're still doing this, really? All right. That's interesting. Here's the reality on the Sam Darnold deal, because who cares? Minnesota's going to look to draft, right? Minnesota's going to either be bad. That's fine. That's another team out of the Justin Fields sweepstakes. This is now the looming question in the NFL. What is next for Justin Fields? Because it does not look like the Bears are going to get anywhere near the value that they probably had hoped for in that market. And could Justin Fields end up a backup quarterback in Chicago or elsewhere? I mean, it is absolutely on the board that is how this plays out for Justin Fields. Time will tell, but that Minnesota news only confirms that the Justin Fields landing spots at the moment are completely barren. Let's get to tonight's slate. We'll open it up here. We'll start with your college basketball board. Oh, is that a little Manhattan Iona? Go Gales, baby. That's what we're talking about. The other Gales are in action tonight, and that is Gonzaga St. Mary's. That is the biggest game on the board here. Last night, San Francisco against Gonzaga, catching the 9 was the best bet. And we looked great early. We looked great. I mean, it looked like, because that's a late start, maybe I'll go to bed and I'll wake up and we'll talk about all the money we made off San Francisco. Gonzaga had other plans. Gonzaga had other plans. I mean, offensively, just dominated San Francisco over the final 22 minutes of that basketball game. It was so impressive. And it was so impressive that I had to back off of this game. I liked St. Mary's before the tournament began. I fully expected them to play Gonzaga. I thought there was a world the Dons could upset them, but I expected them to play Gonzaga. That 3.5 number is good by me. Gonzaga was so good last night. So focused, so dialed, so locked in. I'm just backing off of the game. I think the Gales can get it done of St. Mary's, but Gonzaga, man, I mean, look, there's no more conversation. Are they in the tournament? The question now is, will this committee do a favor to these one seeds and make sure that Gonzaga is not in the 8-9 game? Because you get a one seed, and then the next game, you're playing one of the 15 best teams in college basketball. Make no bones about it. That's what Gonzaga is. That is the top 15 team in the country. That is a top 5 offense in college basketball. You know it now. There's no questions about it. So we'll see ultimately where it lands for Gonzaga. A win here would certainly help get them up to a 7-6 seed, even possibly. Let's keep zooming through it all here. Again, there is quite a bit for us to get to on tonight's slate, excuse me there. The number one seeds for these big-time tournaments. UConn, minus 150. Shortest number I saw was minus 135. The Boilermakers sitting at plus 100. Your biggest favorite at a lot of books is Arizona. I know it's the same number here you're seeing on UConn. Other books we're seeing minus 160. And then the Vols here at a plus 175. Probably the best number you could find on Tennessee is that plus 175 price. We'll see how they've had handle Auburn, Kentucky, and Bama getting a lot of respect in that market as well. NBA slate tonight, Tyrese Maxey back for Philadelphia. Celtics shorthanded in Salt Lake against the Utah Jazz. Big games late night. Milwaukee laying 1 in Sacramento. Minnesota, LA, hard to get involved. We're 4 hours out. We have no idea who's playing. Questionable tags, Gobert, Kawhi.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
PG, typical NBA, we're used to it, but it's hard to get involved with the game confidently. That's all good. And then I think we'll pop up maybe tonight's NHL slate here. We've got a quick pick. We've got three NBA selections to give the people tonight. So we've got a lot that we're going to be able to get to here. Rags in action against Carolina. A good one between Colorado and Calgary. How does Connor Bedard bounce back off that two-goal performance? You know what? No quick pick. We're going to go with a long one next year with the card on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back to you right here on SportsGrid. I'm Kevin Walsh with you. It is a Tuesday night on Game Time Decisions. We've got three NBA picks. The College Board is live already. We've had some major results in from the big tournaments. The Big 12, both favorites, Cincinnati and UCF, handled their business. The Golden Knights did cover. Not the same luck for the Bearcats. West Virginia hung inside that number. Notre Dame covers a very small number in their victory over Georgia Tech as well. It was a big lead early for this team, but Georgia Tech made a run. They were not able to close the door. The day started, actually, with overtime. In the A-10 tournament between Fordham and Davidson, the dog Fordham tied that game up basically at the buzzer and then won it in OT. NC State's battling right now with Louisville. That was a double-digit line. Vermont looking to punch their ticket to the final of the American East Conference Tournament Championship. They are the best team. They're 15-1 on the season in the American East, so they should be able to handle their business there. They're the best team by far. We'll see what happens in that UMass-Lowell-Bryant game. Look was Bryant. Ultimately didn't play at the College Board. It didn't speak to me in the same way that I was hoping it would. If you want leans, South Dakota State, laying the 9.5, St. Mary's taking the 3.5 as well. The big thing tonight, if you've been with me for a lot of these conference tournament outrights, is Oakland. A pre-tournament plus 300, booked as a 4.5-point favorite here against Milwaukee. Look, that is a short enough number that I'm going to be letting that go, certainly, here against the six-seeded Panthers. That was a team that I know some felt were dangerous heading into this tournament. They've proved that to be true. But I'm going to trust Oakland can get the job done here. Tried to fade Milwaukee last night, too, with the Norse. It didn't work out. It's all good. All right, let's make it happen. The NBA quick pick. Is also my favorite NBA bet on the board tonight. That's Chet Holmgren of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Over 3.5 first quarter points. And we have seen him miss this in two consecutive games. And he has only missed it in three straight once in his NBA career. An absolute rarity. I believe it was 5-1 overall in the bounce back spot this season. And it is even better because he has two straight single-digit scoring games. Prior to this, I believe it was 4 or 5 in a row he had gone over this prop. So now you're at home playing a bad Pacers defense, and one of your top guys has not been able to get going. That's touches early. That's a guy like Chet Holmgren saying, I got to get going early. I think he's well through this. There are no alts that I saw available, and I'll keep looking because I think there could be some juice there. But This number, I got the minus 130 available. I believe that was on DK. It was on DK. I know that for a fact. The minus 146 number is where you're at on FanDuel. Obviously, you want to get the best of the market there. But Chet Holmgren, I think you're looking at 6-8 points here, between 6 and 8, really, in this opening quarter. I think he comes out firing against Indiana. I'm going to grab the Sixers plus 6.5. I think this is a ridiculous number, quite frankly. So the one thing, if anything, was going to scare me is the Knicks have been good against the spread off of a loss this season. But these teams just played, and the number was 7.5. The Knicks bring back OG Anunoby. The Sixers bring back Tyrese Maxey. Tyrese Maxey is certainly a point better than OG Anunoby. And this number was high to begin with. We saw that when they just played, and Philly won outright for the first time all year in a game that Embiid and Tyrese Maxey were missing. So I think the 6.5 is too high, and I don't think it's going to be easy to cover when you can't score the basketball. So I know some folks are going to look to play the over here in a bounce-back spot, right? These teams just played the first game since 2016 where neither side hit 80 points. A disgrace of an NBA game. 79-73 final. Ugh. Here's the thing, though. For the Knicks, this has been commonplace. Since the Julius Randle injury, they score less than 105 points per game. No good. That's 18 games. Since the All-Star break, 9-game sample size. I know it's not an 82, but it's a decent sample size. They're averaging a 99.3 points per game, the Knicks. Not under 100. What year is it? What is Tom Thibodeau doing? So you're not covering 6.5, scoring 95 points. That's not happening. That's not happening. So I like the Sixers plus the 6.5. And then I'm going to play, Jason Tatum. I don't know, man. I have free will. I should stop betting Jason Tatum. I know that. I know that tonight, what's this game start? 9 at 10:45, I'll be complaining about him having 35 points with 2 rebounds and 2 assists. I know that. But I have to still play the value. 14.5 rebounds plus assists. It's a plus price, and it is a great shot. No Jaylen Brown tonight. 5 games this season for Tatum without Jaylen Brown. 5-0 to the over on this number. And Kristaps is out. I mean, it doesn't really get much better than that. 5-0 to this over when Jaylen Brown misses the game and Kristaps is out. There's only one game this season where we saw no Jaylen Brown and Kristaps, I believe it was. And that is why that's not even a huge sample size. So this is only going to get better here. And I'm going to trust Jason Tatum to get over this number tonight against the Utah Jazz. Derek White is going to be a look for a lot of people. His points props been climbing, 20-plus points in 4 out of the 5 games this season that he's played without Jaylen Brown. Elsewhere in the association, Washington's a road favorite. Stop it. I'm not betting that game, but obviously bet Memphis if you are betting it. Washington road favorite. I mean, you want to talk about selling high. They win in Miami. They overvalue the number. You get Memphis back home. They take this game against the Wizards. In fact, I probably should play that game. I'm not going to. Spurs and Rockets, that number's 3.5. Look, the Spurs are starting to get booked a little bit stronger in the market. That's because Victor Wembanyama is one of the 20 best players in the NBA. And it's hard to, and I know what the record looks like, but he's only been getting better, and that's why the numbers are getting shorter. I would actually probably take a look towards Houston, but I'm not on that game. Late night are 2 big ones. Sacramento's flipping to a favorite over the Bucks. I think it's maybe a touch disrespectful, the number. But, you know, Sacramento, while they're sitting there at 36-27, this is not Sacramento of last year, right? Overall, they're 17-12 at home. It's not like they're wildly dominant in this building. It's just, do you trust Milwaukee enough on the road, right? Smacked at Golden State, the tough loss to the Lakers that LeBron missed. The Clippers game was comeback fashion, so that's kind of the angle there. The big game on this board is Clippers-Timberwolves. And you know I'd love to give you a pick at a big game, but I mean, every single player who's ever even had All-Star consideration appears to be questionable outside of James Harden. It just makes it incredibly difficult. You know, and I know if you look, if their props are up, they're probably going to play, but I just couldn't get there with so much of it up in the air. You can certainly, you know, find action in this game. I know Tom Vecchia, who's going to join us here in 2 minutes, has some juice for this game, which I'm looking forward to getting into. But this is just not one that I love. I'll say this. If this game's fully healthy, and that includes Kawhi and Paul George, and this number comes up a bit, 8, I would take Minnesota plus the points. Look, the Timberwolves did, you know, it was what, 1.5 at Indiana, right? They win that game outright. They ended up getting to overtime against the Cavs. They dropped that game, and then they hung all game with the Lakers, and obviously they ultimately didn't have enough to finish it out. But Gobert missed that game. And the Cavs game was the second leg of a back-to-back. So assuming that Minnesota hasn't enjoyed too much of the L.A. nightlife, this is a solid spot enough for this team to hang with the Clippers. I do believe that. We'll see if that's how it plays out. But again, tonight's three NBA picks are Jason Tatum over 14.5 rebounds plus assists, the Philadelphia 76ers plus 6.5 against the New York Knicks, and then Chet Holmgren and the Thunder game against the Indiana Pacers over 3.5 first quarter points. A lot more for us to get to. Tom Vecchio is going to help us out here, not only going through the NBA.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Slate, but an NHL card that has a lot of options here and a ton in that 7 o'clock window. So we'll break that down for you next right here on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live right here on Sports Grid, Game Time Decisions. It is a Tuesday night. That means we are in the mix with Tom Vecchio. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing good. Yeah, crazy NBA slate just because there is a lot of injuries across the board. Yeah. Full NHL slate, March Madness around the corner. I'm ready to go.
Let's then, you know, you're really proving the point here that you're ready to go because you've got a pick in the Grizzlies-Wizards game. I mean, that's a guy who's dialed in. That's a guy who's focused. So what do you like in that matchup?
Yeah, this might not be the most exciting game on tonight's slate, considering some of the matchups that we do have, especially out west. But, man, Kyle Kuzma is awesome right now for the Wizards. Over 23.5 points. It's at minus 125. The line's moving a little bit throughout the day. The minutes are great. The volume of shots are great. He's over this mark in 4 out of his last 5. He's going up against the Grizzlies. I'm not worried about this matchup. I'm not worried about the Wizards playing defense, which means we should be in for a back-and-forth game. It's like he's actually having a really good end to the season. Really just the season overall. And I just like this spot. I always want to be identifying good lines and good markets, kind of regardless of the game, you know, regardless of, oh, these teams are out of the playoff race, whatever it might be. Like, this is a good spot for Kuzma, and he's been really good for them this year.
We rarely revisit, like, because the Russell Westbrook was such a disaster regardless of what got traded, that like Kuzma almost immediately was a better, more valuable player than Russell Westbrook as soon as he got to Washington. Like, I know Russ in Washington was still doing the triple-double thing, and I know that Kuzma's not wildly efficient, but Kuzma, if he was on the Lakers, I don't know, he probably would have won like a sixth man of the year by now, because he would have gladly accepted that role, averaged 17 a game, right? And that would have worked out. I have no idea what the future really holds for this Washington team. Again, what they did with Jordan Poole will bother me for the rest of his career, quite frankly. But it doesn't mean that there's not some guys that, present some value.
Didn't you have a 3-point bet on Jordan Poole to lead the league in threes or something? Yeah.
Yeah, we took a piece of that. Here's what happened, Tom, and I've never seen anything like this. I'm glad you brought it up and I didn't bring it up. I'm glad you brought it up. Jordan Poole, okay, to average over 3.1 made threes per game is something I was aware I lost 5 games into the Wizards season. What was made even worse is they benched Jordan Poole and it fixed Jordan Poole, who now, as a non-starter, averages over 3.5 made threes per game. It is so unacceptable. I don't care how bad he is, how bad the contract is. Tom, he's the highest paid player on the team. How they messed that up that immediately and then benched him and proved it didn't need to be this bad is beyond me.
I mean, yeah, that is, he's probably one of the great mysteries of the season. Like, okay, he gets traded. You're thinking, okay, because I think you remember at the beginning of the season, you were like, he's going to take all the shots for Washington, and there's no reason he shouldn't be taking 25 shots a game, which is true. Like, in an ideal world, that's what should be happening. We know the Wizards weren't going to be good this year, but if Poole can maintain, I would say, a pretty decent level that he showed the past few years, like stepping into the lineup when Curry missed the game here or there, like, he was solid. And you don't want to say, like, oh, he was a product of his surroundings, and now it's like, what happened? He just like fell off a cliff, and then it's all of a sudden he's reemerging, coming off the bench.
Well, and again, he was so clearly the only thing that mattered on that roster. And then they were like, well, what if we only play him 29 minutes a game? So what are you doing? What are you doing? But again, it's the Wizards, and that's more air that they deserve. Ever. Clippers Timberwolves, I mentioned there's a lot of health status up in the air, but you have a pick in this game, and I don't know, it feels like one of those games where everybody's going to end up probably playing anyway, Tom. So what are you doing with the game here with Minnesota and LA?
Yeah, all about Anthony Edwards under 30.5 points today at minus 120. I think this line's too high. 25, 19, 44, 13, and 27 points over his last 5 games. I know Carl think Towns is out. This game is a 215 over-under. Both teams are in the bottom 10 of the league in offensive pace. And looking at the starting lineup, when you see Rudy Gobert and Kyle Anderson and Mike Conley, like that offense outside of Anthony Edwards really doesn't scare me. So if the Clippers, who are already solid on defense, they can sell out to guard Anthony Edwards, and they probably win that game going away, right? Like if Edwards doesn't score, tell me what part of that lineup is a massive threat on offense. I think Naz Reid is in for a solid role moving forward, coming off the bench with no Cat. But, like, what part of that offense scares you if Anthony Edwards isn't having a big game? The answer is none. So that means the Clippers can shut him down. He's going to end with 19 or 22 points. Clippers win this game, and they take care of business. Kawhi plays, PG plays, and they pick up another win. Like, Anthony Edwards isn't having 35 tonight against the Clippers.
Yeah, no, he's going to need a lot of shots. I mean, the last time he went over that number, he had actually 35 shots against Indiana. You know, the reason why I think Minnesota's in some trouble, I don't know where you land, Tom, on Anthony Edwards. This guy's approval rating is one of the highest in the league. Everybody loves Anthony Edwards. He's obviously really good basketball player. He's not elite yet. No. And the idea that Cat's out and he's just going to average 30 a night, he's not that guy yet. He just again, if you look, right, since the Cat injury, Tom, or in this month, he is one game over 30 points. It's just he's not ready to do that yet.
Right. I think he's super charismatic, and I think he's like probably going to be one of the stars moving forward. But like that doesn't matter when we're talking about a line and his overall efficiency going up against a good defense. So I think he's in for a massively bright future, one of the many young players that is. But this line's all about the under tonight.
Let me ask you just quickly on the idea of Minnesota. Obviously, their odds plummeted with the cat news. I would expect earliest return, just reading the tea leaves. I'm obviously not a doctor. Round two of the Western Conference playoffs. I think it's live. He just doesn't play another game this season, which is unfortunate for them. Do you have any Western Conference positions yet or teams that you're looking to dial up?
No, but, you know, my take coming into the playoffs, or I said on other shows a couple weeks ago, this is before Cat got hurt. You give me basically any of those bottom-ish teams, Dallas, Phoenix, any of those teams going up against Minnesota, I would take them, those underdogs in terms of the seed, I would take those underdogs -1.5 on a series price going up against Minnesota. Minnesota's having a great year. They're not ready for the playoffs. I will take Phoenix 100 times out of 100 ahead of Minnesota if that were to be the matchup in the second round.
Yeah, look, we're at the time of the year, obviously, where everyone's waiting for the bracket when it comes to college basketball. But the NBA bracket this year will be just as important. It will. In the West, I mean, the stuff that I don't know. It's so hard to imagine what is up for grabs. The Warriors are the 10 seed, and the Lakers are the 9. Like, which guarantees if this stays the way it is, one of them won't be in the playoffs, if not both, right? And that's gonna. That they chew up because of who they are and their pedigree. It's not just popularity. It's the pedigree of LeBron and Steph. They chew up a lot of the market, and it's understandable. Literally last year, LeBron was in the Western Conference Finals, right? And if I'm remembering off the top, the year before that, the Warriors won the title. Is that how that went, Tom?
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, this is how this goes, right? This is usually how this goes, and it'll be really interesting to see how it falls. Let's hit the NHL, Tom. I know you got some juice on the board here. The Avs in action late night in Calgary. What are you playing in this game?
It's all about Mikko Rantanen to score a goal at +125. Over the past 2 weeks, the Flames are allowing 4.21 goals per 60 minutes in 5v5 situations. That is the worst in the NHL. Rantanen is an elite shooter. He hasn't scored in his last five games. He has 21 shots on goal over the last five games. He's picking up all these assists. Of course, he is with a line with Nathan MacKinnon. But first forward line, first power play, no goals. He has 15 shots on goal over the past two games. He's simply due for positive regression. That's what it comes down to. That's my theme of today for a few goal scorers. You shoot at this high of a volume with a primary offensive role, seeing power play time, top six line, and you're not scoring. That's simply just due to variance. Like, that's what it comes down to. It's like a home run hitter who has these massively high exit velocities, but he's flying out to the warning track. Like, a home run's going to be coming for that guy. A goal's coming for Rantanen tonight.
Love it. And then what about in the game between Montreal and Columbus?
That would be the same. That's Cole Caulfield for a goal. He has the 8th most shots on goal in the entire league. He has 45 shots on goal over the past 10 games. He has no goals over that time. He has 94 or 95 more shots on goal than the next player on Montreal. He has no goals over his last 10 games. Not worried about the defense in that game. Both teams are terrible on defense. We could just see a ton of goals, ton of sloppy. And that's the same thing for Cole Caulfield. I would say the same thing about Owen Tippett for the Philadelphia Flyers. +170 for a goal for him. 35 shots on goal over the past 9. One goal in this time going up against the Sharks. Only 3.94 goals, which is the 4th worst in the league over the past 2 weeks. So a lot of players do for some positive regression tonight.
I want to throw this out to you quickly. I know we don't have a lot of time, but I just saw this for me the first time, the Art Ross Trophy, which is to lead the league in points. MacKinnon -165, McDavid -240, Kucherov +410. MacKinnon and Kucherov's teams have played 65 games, so McDavid's at 63, which means he has two games in hand. MacKinnon has an 8-point lead on McDavid and a 4-point lead on Kucherov. I just go bet McDavid at plus money. Is this a market you've looked at?
Yeah, I've looked at that market. Like, if you could get McDavid's number closer to 3-1, I think that's fine. But the pace that McKinnon's on, like, McDavid would have to do insane things to catch up, even just over two games. Like, 8 points is a lot over two games. So if you get it closer to three, right, I would take a little sprinkle on that, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, and obviously, so he has the two games, but it's also what he does on a per-game basis. I know McKinnon's obviously had a great season. It's just, they were probably preseason odds on who was going to lead the league in points. I wonder what the McDavid number was. But again, Tom, we appreciate it as always. Great stuff. We'll talk more next week. Coach James Young in the fold next right here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're live with you right here on Sports Grid. Appreciate Tom Vecchio stomping by. Up next, it's Coach James Young. JY's going to be with us here for half hour plus. What we're going to do is go through the picks for tonight. All right, get everybody set up here, college and NBA, and then we're going through those major conference tournaments. Of course, I'm out tomorrow. I don't know if JY's in the mix, but it doesn't matter because I want to do this with JY myself, so maybe I'm being greedy. And you know what? These tournaments all start early anyway. The games come off the board, so that's what we're going to do. ACC started, Big 12 started. We've got the SEC. We've got the Big 12, the Big 10. The Big 12 started. What else? Pac-12, we got all of it. I just want to quickly mention with the NFL news, some defensive player news. Danielle Hunter is going to go to the Houston Texans on a sizable contract. Chiefs linebacker Willie Gay switches up and is now going to be with the New Orleans Saints. And then the released Jordan Poyer gets a one-year deal, stays in division, and goes to the Miami Dolphins. So some breaking NFL news on the defensive side of the football. Coach James Young is here. JY, I think we start NBA and then we'll make our college shift. And, I mean, this is every night, me and you, huh, with these head-to-heads. I'm on the Sixers plus 6.5. You're on the Knicks. See, you won last night, and it was against my best bet. I'm going to be mean about this one. You like OG Anunoby too much. Sixers went outright. I had enough of this. How are you, sir?
Good to be on with you. Yes, I won last night, but I'm mad right now because I took UVM minus the points, and they're playing around too much with New Hampshire, and I'm not going to cover. Very upset by this. Very upset.
Hang in there, pal. Why do you like the Knicks against the Sixers?
Oh, yeah, back to the Knicks. Yes. Listen, that was one of the worst basketball games any human being could watch. So I'm looking for a Knicks team to bounce back, a Knicks team that's played pretty well against Philadelphia. I think OG does give them a boost. They're not going to shoot 5,225 from three. Hopefully they make more than that. I think the Knicks play better. Tibbs will be pissed off tonight. Show the Knicks. Give me the Knicks minus the points.
We'll see. That offense has been broken for a while. OG Anunoby wasn't brought in to fix the offense. You know who they kind of miss, JY? You know who they miss?
By the way, hey, real quick, DraftKings. I know it sounds crazy. First made three, OG Anunoby. 10-1. I think I'm going to do it. It's Thursday. It's Thursday, K-Dub.
Hey, JY, happy. They missed 3-0 in that white, blue, and orange, man. You better start being
Who's that? Oh, Bernard. Oh, yeah, they missed Bernard King. I absolutely agree about that 1,000%.
I mean, listen, they put Bernard King in that starting five. They're not going to be averaging any less points per game. I'll tell you that much. What about this Celtics-Jazz game here, JY? Second leg of a back-to-back. It's got Boston on a discount.
I think they have Boston at a discount. Listen, no Porzingis, no Horford, no Brown. But Holiday's back. Obviously, they have Derek White. and they do have Jason Tatum against a team in the Jazz, which for the second year in a row, folks, they have just folded up shop after the All-Star break. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take the Celtics -6.5. If you think that's too much, maybe you take them first half. In fact, I've seen it as 5.5 on a lot of places. So shop around, folks, and make sure you get yourself the best deal. But I do like the Celtics minus the points tonight.
All right, JY, and then we go to this Pacers-Thunder game. I've got some juice in it myself. I'm on the over. Chet Holmgren, first quarter points at 3.5. J-Dub is out this game. Jalen Williams, the starter, who averages almost 20 a game, not the other Jalen Williams. I know it can be a little bit confusing. So that only helps the Chet Holmgren prop here. But, JY, your props come on the Indiana side of it. What do you look for?
Well, I'm going to go because of, I think of, it's going to be pace, right? So I want people that are going to get up and down the floor. So I'm going to go with Obi Toppin over 7.5 points, going over two of his last three games. Because of his high pace up and down, this is where Obi kind of excels, this type of game. They don't matter about his defense. They need him to get up and down the floor. Obi over 7.5 points. And correlated, I'm going to go with Pascal Siakam over 3.5 assists. I know he's only gone over one of the last five games, but this is a spot where I think he could excel because a lot of possessions, he should be able to get the ball up and down and get some other people involved. Pascal Siakam, over 3.5 assists.
All right, little Pascal juice here for the people from JY, four picks on that NBA card. Let's make it happen college basketball style. Now, I don't know if I have, you know, people are trying to butter me up, right? Today, the great production team, they show the biggest games on today's slate. They snuck in Iona Manhattan. I didn't ask for that. I'm the most unbiased man in the history of sports media. I would never ask for that. I'm not mad at it. J-Wise comes in the mix here. He's picking Mac Hoops tonight. Manhattan Iona, J-Y, what are you liking this game?
Oh, Caleb, it's time for some action. Time for some action. I'm going to go at Iona -7.5. Now I know, they're 2-8 against the spread. But this is a game where this team is just not good in Manhattan. They're 7-22. Tobin Anderson, this should be a straight-up beatdown down at Boardwalk Hall in Atlantic City. I like the Mac so much, Keenum, I took two Mac games. First Mac game I like, Iona, -7.5 tonight.
Listen, go Gales, you know what I mean? Not enough people are saying it. That's what I'm saying. I also will say DRS talked to Donnie Wrights on our radio today, mentioned liking Iona as well, so we'll see how they handle Manhattan here. JY, you mentioned you were on two Mac games. The other is Niagara-Siena. Siena, one of the worst teams in college basketball this season, fading them one final time.
Yeah, just like Kid and Play, high top fade. I'm going with the Niagara Purple Eagles, led by former Duke Vessel player Greg Paulus, if you did not know that. Greg Paulus, the head coach of the Niagara Purple Eagles. I'm going to go ahead and take a -9.5. Siena is bad. I mean, they were good for a little bit, right? And then obviously when Jalen Pickett transferred out to Penn State, they started coming down. They've hit the – this is just one of the worst teams in NCAA. I think a good team in regards to the fact that with the travel of Niagara, they've been down in Albany probably for at least over a day, so that shouldn't be a concern. Siena, I don't buy – this is home court for them. Home court, neutral court, no court. They're getting their brains beat in. Give me Niagara minus the points.
All right, can't get mad at it. How about this Merrimack Wagner game? Trip to the tournament on the line here in the Northeast Conference. What do you see in this matchup?
You know, if folks think about it last year, there's a part of the story about FDU's run that people are forgetting. It's the fact that they lost to Merrimack in the conference championship game. Merrimack went and won the championship over FDU, and because they were in transition, they weren't eligible to make the NCAA tournament. They're eligible to make it this year. I still think it's the dumbest rule ever that you can go up in league or up in conference or division from 2-1 and you're transitioning, so you can't make it, but you were division two. Well, I don't care. Anyway, I like Merrimack -7.5. It's been a good Cinderella story for Wagner making a run all the way to the finals. It stops tonight. Merrimack, they punched their ticket in a big way, -7.5.
And then we close it out with Gonzaga, who last night had one of the best 8-minute runs of offense I have seen in some time against a legitimate opponent, because that's what the Dons are. Gonzaga won. Gonzaga covered. JY, they try to close it out against St. Mary's tonight. You trust them in this spot?
I do trust them again. I just think, Kevin, they're on a roll right now. And this is nothing against St. Mary's. I think both teams are comfortably, should be, Kevin, comfortably in the NCAA tournament, right? Because of the run that Gonzaga mm-hmm. has. And we know that St. Mary's is already in. I'm going by the team that's just playing better. Now, I'm going to do something that I usually don't do, right? And we've talked about this before, you and I. I usually don't touch money line if it's minus 150. I think this game's going to be close. I'm going to just mm-hmm. buy myself that extra point or so by just going money line, minus 170, Gonzaga wins at WCC over St. Mary's.
I have expected to be on St. Mary's in this game pre-tournament. I thought about playing their plus 125. That number is actually longer, even though they're in the final game. That's how well Gonzaga is playing. I'm backing off. I'm not betting the game. I can't switch to Gonzaga. I still think St. Mary's gets the job done. But again, JY makes a lot of good points. But let's just have a quick conversation then on Gonzaga national-wise. All right? The committee last year had an absolute disgrace of a performance as it pertained to ranking UConn. UConn entered the tournament inside the top five on KenPom. They had a fourth seed in their region. I say this with no disrespect to people who cashed those tickets. Good for you. There was a million people on UConn to win the tournament. A million. It wasn't some who saw this coming. Countless folks bet you, and not just people in this industry. Friends. Anybody. And again, and I'm not saying that JY saw it, right? The books didn't adjust enough. That was on them. But Gonzaga is currently, 50-1, right? And I think a part of that is they might end up on the 8-9. The world where we have two of the 15 best teams in college basketball playing in the round of 32 will be a disgrace, an absolute disgrace. And I'll tell you this right now, somebody with the Gonzaga future, run it. Run it. Ask Purdue if they want the game. Ask Rick Barnes if he wants Mark Few in the round of 32. I can tell you the answer. It's no, okay? It's not only a disservice to Gonzaga basketball, it's even worse to the one seeds who have supposedly earned the easiest path, and they have earned that. It is then up to the committee to see what is in front of their face. Stop talking to me about quadrants. I don't care. They went to Rupp, dogged them. St. Mary's at your building. Here's your first loss in WCC. The Dons are a top 50 offense in the country. Here's a gazillion points on your head. Jerry, this is one of the scariest teams in college basketball. And when we talk about some of the best jobs this year we've seen from coaches, let's talk about Mark Few. This team felt entirely new entering the season, lost a lot of talent and a mainstay in this sport in Drew Timmy. And here we are again in March with Gonzaga looking as dangerous as any team in the country outside of UConn, Houston, and Purdue.
And I think you're absolutely right. And I think here's the thing, folks. They have to make sure they seed this appropriately. Because I don't want, if I'm one of these top teams, I don't want them in my bracket. I mean, to me, Kevin, there are five. To me, there are a solid five seed. Now, they're going to probably screw on and give them eight or nine. But, I mean, if you look at their schedule, folks, and you can sit there and say, oh, they're in the WCC. WCC is a damn good league. It's better than some of these leagues that we watch every night in and night out. I'll tell you that for sure. Big Ten, I'm talking to you. I'm sorry, Ben Stevens. I know you're going to be very upset with that comment, but I'm sorry. But when you look at Gonzaga, folks, they've lost what, Kevin? Two games this calendar year? How about the fact that they beat some good teams, right? Yeah, like if you think, look at their losses, folks. Ready? St. Mary's, Purdue by 10, Washington throw it out, UConn by 13, San Diego State. They don't have a bad loss. And that's when they weren't playing Wildcat up. Now they're playing as well as anybody mm-hmm. in the country, including going to Rupp and thrashing Kentucky when no one thought they had a shot, me included. That game changed me. I think this team is a legit team that can make a deep run. And I would say this. If they get in the right bracket, Kevin, meaning away from UConn mm-hmm. and some of these other teams, They could make a run to the Final Four. You watch.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
And I like that they've played UConn and Purdue, and they've you know, been up against those top teams. Here's what we're going to do next. We got to go through all the tournaments. Since the ACC and the Big 12 already started, we're going to do those quickly. All right, we're back in just a couple of minutes. We're a little ACC, a little Big 12, and then we got all the major conferences still to go through. It's Kevin Walsh, Coach James. I'm with you here. It's Game Time Decision on a Tuesday night.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're going to go quick here. Top of the hour. We're starting this off. Big East Tournament. JY and I, we're dialed on the Big East Tournament. The Big 12, I played Baylor at plus 650. The only thing that was tough for me about this is I know a lot of people out there got a better number than I did, but as long as this team is basically double the price of Iowa State, I'm betting this. I don't care. Baylor has to likely play Kansas. Kansas is missing their two best players. Baylor might lay 10 in that game, and they should. And if they're not, I'm laying it with Baylor, even though I have the ticket. That is just such a good spot for the Baylor Bears. I'm sorry. I don't think Bill Self cares about the tournament. That's part of the reason we're not seeing McCullough and Hunter Dickinson. ACC, it's long shots. They're ugly. Work with me here. We've got 15-1 on Pitt, 19-1 on Virginia. Why? Double buys. I'm a win away from the semifinals with both of these basketball teams. I know everybody's got Clemson beating Virginia. I get it. They're going to be favored to Clemson over Virginia. I get it. I'm trusting those teams. JY, you feel that there's some juice out there on the ACC board as well.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go with Wake Forest. A Wake Forest team, I think by Coach Forbes, is one of the better coach teams in the country. They have wins over some of these top teams. I just think I think the ACC is going to be crazy. But I will say this. As much as you like that league and like Virginia, I can't stand them. I think they could get rolled in the first round. When we talk about the Big 12, folks, obviously Houston's something to look at. I would look at Iowa State. I think they play solid defense. And I'm like, Kevin, I am so far gone on Kansas. They're not healthy. If I'm Bill Self, I'm not risking it. I get into the tournament, and I make my run then. I don't risk McCullough or Dickinson getting hurt. I rest them for the tournament.
And that is confirmed. They are out. Dickinson and McCullough are out. It's not a Tyler Colek situation, which we're about to talk about, who might appear in the Big East tournament. No Hunter Dickinson, no Kevin McCullough until the tournament. We go to the Big East as we start. We are back in less than a minute. JY is about to make the same mistake as always. We'll see. We're back to you right here on the
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No.